We are back live. We lost Steve's line. We're trying to get him back on, and we're going to continue our discussion of the whole secret police system being set up with Chuck Baldwin's running mate, Constitution Party, who was at one of the investigative committee meetings in Missouri with Representative Guest, who we had on yesterday. That's coming up. I do want to tell you about one of the sponsors of the show that's made this radio show possible today. That's New Silver Solution. People all over the world are discovering the benefits of supernatural silver. It's just super nano-sized colloidal silver. This powerful new nanotechnology is a natural antibiotic and preventative against infectious germs and disease. Silver is one of the oldest natural antibiotics and is non-toxic. We've had medical doctors on that say it's really great for virus and bacteria. Visit their link on Infowars.com and see the studies for yourself. You cannot afford to miss this opportunity. It is essential for your emergency preparedness needs and is a great way to protect your family and friends. You cannot put a price tag on the quality and just how wonderful this type of colloidal silver is. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today to see what the new technology can do for you, all the studies and links and facts. Look at it for yourself. SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com, or click on the banner at Infowars.com. Look, in my experience, the globalists will back off with an operation if we expose it. But I keep telling people it's in the executive orders for quarantines. It's in the executive orders to lock down cities. It's in the executive orders to have forced inoculations under a level 6. And I told you in April we were under level 6 because I had the state documents from the state of Texas health authorities meeting with the feds. I gave you documents with names and phone numbers on it. And then the media responded saying what document? So we have that information. So they're definitely planning on this, though it seems like the public isn't buying into it. So, Steve, in closing, we lost your line. SteveQuayle.com, really appreciate you having the courage to talk about this and to come on the show and all your years of work. The last 2 minutes we have left with you, sir.
Okay, Alex, here's what's going on. We're getting all kinds of reports from behind the scenes in the deep pools that the Gwin Towers that have been operational for some time, you and I have talked about them over the years, not only can they be used to calm people, but in fact, they can be used to cause agitation. In other words, in order to spark the civil war, the Illuminati crave. Now, they want a massive blood sacrifice. You have documented through your videos so many times of Bohemian Grove and everything. That's why I'm so concerned about the hemorrhagic flu. Look, I talked to guys that were spies, and some of the most famous spies in the history of the United States and of the Soviet Union. Most people wouldn't even recognize their names, and that's what they're telling about, that this is the idea is a massive sacrifice. So when the Bible in the book of Revelations talks about pretty much before Jesus comes, there's going to be 3 billion people destroyed, they're going to do it in whatever way. The hemorrhagic flu is the ultimate viral infestation that will basically satisfy the bloodlust of the Luciferian vampires. And that's why there's 400,000 Northcom foreign and mercenary troops already in their bases. The time frame is now. And see, this is the hard part, Alex. I shake my head. I know you do, too. I know when you go home at night, you sit and you talk to your wife, you try and have, you know, just a normal time with your kids, hug them, love them. But it's in the back of your mind. These are absolute monsters out there trying to rob you and I and every other father and every other wife and every other child and every parent of their children. And that's the thing that, I don't know about you, but when I say it makes me crazy, it literally infuriates me that people sit back and allow these idiots. And just because some psychiatrist says, well, if you think in a conspiracy, all he has to do is do his homework, get off his lazy ass and Google Operation Northwood or anything, you know.
Steve Quayle, Steve, amazing interview. I hope everybody does pray and gets involved so we can avert this happening like Nineveh. But we'll continue to track this as long as we can. SteveQuayle.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Bless you, Alex. We're going to pray for you tonight on my show.
Thank you so much, Steve. We'll be right back, continuing to break all this down. The times that try men's souls.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about CalBenz Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the CalBenz Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. CalBenz Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the CalBenz Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in about 30 minutes, I'm going to break down Psychology Today's hit piece against me. And just talk about psychiatry and psychology itself, how it's always used by the communist Chinese, by the Nazis, by the East Germans, by the Soviets, and now in the U.S. I mean, they say I'm a schizophrenic, there's no world government, there's no New World Order, there's no eugenics, there's no John P. Holdren, that's not in the Associated Press. And then they've got all these ads admitting the drugs they sell in here make you commit suicide. I mean, these are some dirty, rotten people who just play games with people and screw folks up. So I'm going to go over it. And they know it, too. They think it's funny how they prey on people, how they run the public schools and brainwash people and teach the kids how to commit suicide through suicide education, death education that actually makes more suicides happen because it puts the idea in the kids' heads and teaches them how to do it. That's all coming up. But I wanted to bring up Darrell Castle, former vice presidential candidate, to Chuck Baldwin. And we appreciate him coming on with us. He's a very interesting fella. He's a commissioned officer in the United States Marine Corps. He served for 4 years during the Vietnam era. After leaving the Marines, he went to graduate school in history at ETSU and then entered Memphis State University Law School, where he graduated with a doctorate. And he also runs a private firm that grew into Darrell Castle Associates. He has started law firms in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Detroit, and he spent 25 years of legal expertise and currently concentrates in areas of consumer, bankruptcy, and personal injury. And he was the presidential VP running mate, of course, with Chuck Baldwin, who was listed his supporters as terrorists. Bob Mars is terrorist. Ron Paul's is terrorist. Gun owners, veterans, number one threat in the DHS and Myatt report. And he went to one of the state hearings with the legislature on this last week. So we thought we'd get him to pop in to talk about this in light of federal marshals going public, saying they've been ordered to put innocent people at airports in databases just to show a terror threat. And now the attorney general is saying, if you're on a no-fly, over 1,200,000 on it, you'll not be able to own guns. So we have also have FBI training videos for local police saying, if somebody's got a cell phone, put them in a terror database for life. So it's just the total federalization, the police being turned into secret police. Just and that, now you've got Obama openly saying on October 8th, the kids will all assemble in America with big screen TVs and auditoriums with him, asking them to serve him with his agenda. Al Gore at auditoriums, we're going to play this audio later, it's up on the website, saying that your parents don't know what they're doing, global warming's real, your parents are bad, like people that wanted to keep blacks as slaves. I mean, we're entering a vortex of Soviet Nazification, and I wanted to talk to Daryl Castle about this. Mr. Castle, good to have you on with us.
Thank you, Alex, it's good to be with you.
All this going on, you heard me just break this down, your take on being listed as, kind of a terrorist commander.
Well, yes, I guess that's right. It was rather stunning to see, really, but they did apologize for that listing and withdraw the report, but I'm afraid that it's still there under some deeper classification now.
Well, absolutely. Missouri, of course, was just a clone of federal, and that came out in the DHS report. Tell us what it was like when you learned of this in the campaign, and that Ron Paul stickers, Chuck Baldwin stickers, Constitution Party stickers, go ahead and pull people over, ask them questions, Ron Paul supporters being stopped at airports now and ask about it, and then going to these hearings, what you learned.
Well, the interesting thing for me about the hearings was the back and forth with the legislators and the questions that they asked me after I spoke, but listening to the testimony of the police officers that they had there and how they used this report and what they thought about the entire MIAC process and that sort of thing was fascinating, because they had two police captains from the Kansas City Police Department. Both of them are fine officers, recruiting poster type officers, and one of them is directly in charge of MIAC and of using it, and he talked about how they need it for officer safety. It's vital information that they just have to have, and that the real problem, these officers thought, was that this report was distributed to civilians that did not understand it and who should not have had the information. It was that type of mindset rather than the fact that this report was bad and shouldn't have been formulated to begin with. This is information that the police department needs, in other words, and has to have. It was never intended for civilian eyes who they knew would not understand its true intent.
But let me just add, sir, we have the training videos. You know, we broke the MIAC report. We broke the DHS. They're putting you in databases as a terrorist or a terrorist supporter. This is now up on our YouTube channel, but while we're talking, maybe you guys can roll some of the video in the background, because for those who just joined us, we also simulcast the radio show as a TV show. But we have this FBI training video where they're putting you in databases, and now with this news out, it's being used as a chilling effect, and the attorney general saying, no judge, no jury, no way to ever get off the list. If you're listed as an extremist for being a veteran or a gun owner, you don't ever get to own guns anymore.
Well, they told us, one of the legislators told me in this hearing, he said quite forthrightly that if you got on the terrorist watch list, he gave the procedure for getting off and said basically that it was impossible to ever get off. No matter, even if you were completely innocent, you could never be removed from it. So it is a frightening scenario. I appreciate you breaking the story and making it public.
Well, I'm not like bragging that we broke it. I'm just saying we get sent all this material. And it's if you know the Soviet Union, Nazi Germany, as I know you've studied it, if you know tyranny, this is the most hardcore tyranny. I mean, it's like the Hope Diamond of Diamonds. It's like the Henry Ford of Ford. It's the Adolf Hitler of Hitler. I mean, it's the most hardcore, vicious, horrible type, and it's really happening.
And it really is. And this report, as I testified the other day, in my opinion, was designed to radicalize the police against legitimate mainstream political activity and to create an atmosphere of fear and intimidation. And it seems to be succeeding.
Yeah, if they win, if we stop saying, okay, we're for the Second Amendment, okay, we're for controlling the borders, okay, we're against abortion because we're going to be put on a secret police list and can't fly, or Homeland Security saying have a job or own a gun, I mean, this is it. If we give into this and shut up, they win.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's why I'm spending so much time traveling around the country talking to anybody that will listen to me about it. It is terrible, and it's difficult to understand that it's actually happening right here in front of us, but it's amazing to watch and to experience.
Well, when you were an officer in the Marine Corps back in the 70s, could you have ever, because I know this is what people were taught about the Soviet Union, could you have ever imagined the police would be federalized and secret police, and the number one threat for Homeland Security and NORTHCOM would be veterans and gun owners?
No, I could never have imagined that, but they did tell us when they sent us to the Far East that if we didn't go over there and fight them in the Far East, the communists would be crawling up the beaches in California. As it turns out, they were right.
Well, I mean, have you seen this, that Obama's going to make all the kids in the country muster before him with big movie screens as he, quote, asks them for help with his agenda? I mean, I'm pinching myself. I mean, I can't even believe this, Mr. Castle.
That's Adolf Hitler type stuff. I mean, I can't believe any parent would allow their child to be subjected to that type of brainwashing, but apparently they will.
Well, where does the Constitution Party go from here? I mean, but they didn't stop with you. They said Bob Barr and the Libertarians, and they're pretty milquetoast. I mean, is the milkman? I mean, are they going to list apple pie as terrorism next?
Well, Ron Paul, a sitting U.S. congressman, was also listed. He's a fairly calm individual, and a lot of people support him. In fact, over 270 congressmen have endorsed his audit the Fed bill. So, you know, he's really not that dangerous. But these folks are—they're amazing. I'm telling you. I suppose you're right. If you don't agree with them, you're a terrorist. That's what it comes down to.
I do think it's backfiring on them, though. I mean, Americans have enough memory of tyranny, at least from Hollywood, of what it looks like, and people that are veterans that have seen it around the world, that I... But these people aren't stopping. They just they say they're going for broke. So how do you think this is all going to end?
I somewhat follow the line of reasoning that your former guest had. It looks terrible. But we keep going and we keep fighting, and we pray that the American people wake up and stop delivering their hands into their children into the hands of these people and so forth. Stop buying their drugs and taking their vaccines and so forth. And perhaps it can at least be slowed down.
Well, that's another thing. October 8th, because they're still doing this Obama thing, everyone should not send their children to the government schools, at least on that day.
There should be a big sick day that day. You're right.
We need somebody to go ahead and go, though, and maybe send a hidden camera with their kids to, like, imagine the footage of that. Well, I guess they'll show it on the news. The kids, like, swearing allegiance. I mean, it says that to the president, not to the Constitution.
Well, you can go back and see films of that from the 30s when Hitler spoke at his gigantic rallies. And, it's so reminiscent of those types of things that you see on the History Channel now.
Yeah, the History Channel, known as the Hitler Channel, because that's all they cover. Yeah, in fact, he made them swear allegiance to him above the Constitution. And, again, we can play clip after clip of the president calling for national compulsory domestic paramilitary service. Stay there, Mr. Castle, a VP with Chuck Baldwin Constitution Party. He was at the hearing. I want to hear a little more about his testimony, his view, and what he'd like to see happen with these reports.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The EcoloBlue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call EcoloBlue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit EcoloBlue at ecoloblue.com today.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutraversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutraversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutraversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
He's got a website, DarylCastle.com. You can also check out the Constitution Party, ChuckBaldwin.com, Chuck Baldwin Live. Sir, just in a few minutes we've got left, and I appreciate your time today. What else happened during the testimony? We heard there was testimony about provocateur, anarchist, and then complaining they couldn't get anybody doing anything illegal. What are some of the other areas?
Well, the focus of the hearing was really on how can we prevent this from happening again. This legislative committee in Missouri is set up to look at ways to prevent this type of political profiling and so forth. So that was the direction legislators were very much on our side and essentially tried to feed us questions that would allow us to elaborate on our positions and that sort of thing. But I have no doubt that this report is still out there under a deeper classification. And I tried to address with the committee that what I was really concerned about is the mindset of the people who wrote this thing and the fact that even though they may apologize, the information is still there. The police still have it, and that entire mindset still exists. And so they are profiling legitimate political thought that's protected by the First Amendment. And they are radicalizing the police against legitimate political action and political thought. And it does create an atmosphere of fear and intimidation in the minds of people who live in Missouri who might have a Baldwin Castle bumper sticker or a Ron Paul bumper sticker who might fly through one of their airports or something like that. And, you know, that, unfortunately, I don't see any indication from this hearing that that behavior has stopped. They are simply looking at ways to prevent the public from knowing about it. That was my take on the hearing as a whole.
Well, where does it go from here? I mean, do we just allow America to turn into the complete tyranny? I mean, the police come and are defending it. They think it's normal. We've just incrementally gotten so deep into corruption that this is the new America, and they just admit, yeah, we put innocent people on lists, and you don't have rights anymore, no judge, no jury. I mean, and they built this whole Homeland Security apparatus saying it was for foreign terrorists, and now they say, oh, it's really for you, the American people.
Well, I'm afraid that, Alex, that that's where we are, and I expressed that view to the committee. A couple of the legislators asked me, one lady in particular said, well, given your ideology, what would you have us do? What would your suggestion be for how we deal with this type of thing? And I said, well, I suggest that you ferret out this information where it came from and fire everyone who touched it and had anything to do with it, and that you do what you're obligated to do, which is protect the liberty of the citizens of the state of Missouri. And I think this whole apparatus should be taken apart, this whole MIAC apparatus, and never assembled again. And you should sever your relationship with these various fusion centers, which the Homeland Security website says now there's 72 of them, funded at $254 million, which is a hard thing to turn down, by the way. But I recommended that they stand on their own two feet and sever their dependency on the federal government for law enforcement and that type of thing. At least it's a start.
Well, look, this is classical tyranny, and the police and the military have to understand that this isn't a game. This is real hardcore tyranny. This is a real takeover, and this is the real destruction of our republic. And people just better decry this and say no and do something about it. We can't allow this to continue. We can't just give in to this inchworm effect. I played Van Jones, the White House community organizing head, saying they're going to have total redistribution of wealth, total, the FCC diversity chief says they want Chavez-style censorship, and that they're going to do it all incrementally. I mean, these people are for real, and it even shocks me that we've got real hardcore tyrants, but it's here.
It's here, and it's now, and unfortunately, my impression from the police who testified at this hearing is that they those were good men, but they really don't understand the problem. And they don't understand why this type of thing is bad and where it's taking them as police officers who are out there supposedly protecting and serving.
It's totally and completely sick. Mr. Castle, thank you so much for spending time with us. We'll stay in touch.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it.
You bet. We'll be right back with a huge news blitz and other key info. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreen Clean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreen Clean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreen Clean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreen Clean. It cleans anything.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Thank you so much for joining us. I want to tell you about a couple of the sponsors for making the show possible this hour. And then I'm going to get into psychology today. I briefly got into it yesterday, but I want to just concisely go over it here coming up in just a few moments. First off, though, survivalseedbank.com. In a real-life crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, pilgrims, for example, when seeds are the highest value of any barter item. There's a war on against non-hybrid seeds waged by the global elite who want to control us by controlling the food supply. By the way, I have an AP article today about the head of the UN, Mr. Moon, visiting one of the, quote, secret seed vaults at the North Pole. It's just incredible. Because every time I read this ad, I get an email saying I'm making that up. No, we're not making that up. Just absolutely amazing. In fact, here it is, AFP. UN boss visits global seed vault. side issue, I'm plugging a sponsor. If you don't want to believe it, fine, don't. The point is SurvivalSeedBank.com, high-quality survival seed banks, non-GMO, non-hybrid, SurvivalSeedBank.com, or 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, SurvivalSeedBank.com. Continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, Front Sight. Have you heard of the millionaire patriot? Dr. Ignatius Piazza, the founder of the Front Sight Firearms Training Institute, is offering a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training to my listeners. This offer is only available for a limited time because Dr. Piazza is literally paying his own money out of his pocket to be able to offer you this deal. And it won't last forever, so listen up. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Act fast, and they will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. If you believe now is the time for you and your family to be armed and trained to the levels that exceed even law enforcement military standards, Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. Thousands have already taken advantage of this opportunity, and you should too, so don't miss out. The website's frontsight.com. Again, that's frontsight.com, F-R-O-N-T-S-I-G-H-T.com. Check them out today. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let me now go ahead and get into psychology today, as I promised that I would do. And I'll get my guys to zoom in here while I'm talking so people that are watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, not just listening to the radio, can actually see this. Here's psychology today. This guy called me back in, I was like 3 months ago. So I guess May or so. But he calls me and he says, oh, interesting phenomenon about your show. We're interested in it. And I said, this is a hit piece to say I'm a schizophrenic. And he said, no, but that's, you know, paranoid, like a schizophrenic. And I said, well, no. I mean, the standard thing in the Soviet Russia, Nazi Germany, Communist China, and even here in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, right up to the 80s, was you would take poor families' kids and sterilize them. And if they complained, you'd lobotomize them. And then he laughed and said, we didn't do that. So I sent him links to public lobotomies where they would stick an ice pick through the corner of the eye back into the brain. And he would then laugh about that and deny it. And I told him about psychiatry used by Hitler, and he'd laugh at that. And I told him about eugenics, and he would laugh at that. And I'd tell him about population control and UN documents, and I'd give him links, and he'd laugh about that. And he'd list the document that we listed that calls for using food as a weapon and starvation and sterilization. And he just says he doesn't say the document doesn't say that. He just says it was a boring policy report. And what they are is they're control freak yuppies, mainly, who statistically have the highest mental illness rate and the highest suicide rate of any profession. They're always caught raping their patients. It's not a real medical system, either psychiatrist or psychologist. They just prance around drugging everybody. They've got hundreds of new designations the last few years, many of them for... if you don't trust the government, it's a mental illness. And they say that in this article. They say that, well, chemical imbalance in the brain makes you not trust the government and that it leads to schizophrenia and that they know that that's certain chemical in the brain. And they're talking about me. You know, they didn't test my blood. They didn't test the dopamine levels in my brain. They didn't do a biopsy. They didn't do a CAT. I mean, they just make this up. I mean, I'm here with the articles, with the textbooks. It's the same game, though. They know it's all real. I mean, we sent them the government documents. It's just like the White House saying, we don't want national compulsory service. We don't want forced youth brigades. It's all conspiracy theorists. Media Matters and George Soros attack me. Daily Kos, all these Think Progress, all these government-run groups. And then the president's going to address the school kids and ask for their help, and they got city year in red and black uniforms and Secure Corps training with M16s to, quote, take on right-wing extremists. And you've got Van Jones saying we're going to incrementally take over for total redistribution of wealth from the White House. And we've got Al Gore. You can just Google it, and you'll pull up him at a town hall at a middle school telling the kids, your parents' belief are wrong. It's like racism before. It was young people that fought racism. They always mix that in. Climate change is real. I mean, they introduced legislation that says national compulsory service. Ron Emanuel's on tape saying it. But they'll just laugh and say, it doesn't exist, you're schizophrenic. But this isn't working anymore. People are seeing through it. You have this profession of witch doctors from 150 years ago, founded in Germany, because the Prussians wanted to literally have mind control slaves for the military. That's on record. Kindergarten, all of it was designed for this, our whole current system. And this is history. And look at the first page of Psychology Today. It's this psychotropic drug where this woman's a wind-up toy. I've seen the TV ads for this. And when she takes the drug, she's suddenly a smiling, happy zombie now. And it's got the drug over here. And, you know, they have to go on and admit, oh, it increases suicide risk. And then you flip in some more, and they've got some more drug ads. And, again, these are the high priests that are going to teach you to be okay, and they're going to explain to you how the universe works. And you've got Amplify, that's a drug that you take for the other psychotropics that cause your psychotic break. And then they've got a thing about old world order, 9/11, and it's all about being trendy and how to get women and how your brain works. I mean, this is like for control freaks. And it's got all these ads. You'll be a psychologist. You can make lots of money doing it. And they've got other ads here for drugs and how great atheism is. And it's just amazing. And then you get to this page, page 36. And it's a two-page drug ad, 35 and 36. Now, if I was talking to this psychologist and brought this up, he would just not say anything, or he'd laugh. And I'd go, does that ad exist? And he would just giggle and say, oh, you're upset. Are you having a moment? I mean, this is just a mind game. These are just scam artists. I mean, it's a joke. But they find weak-minded people. They prey on the kids in the schools. The New Freedom Initiative, government's own documents, they got leaked in 2005, said that their plan is to put half the school kids on drugs. The New Freedom is about diagnosing basically everyone as mentally ill. And then it says right here, Lamictal, ODT, this is like a candy. It tastes good and dissolves in the mouth, they say. It's psychotropic. May cause suicidal thoughts or actions in a very small number of people, 1 in 500, a lot higher than that. Studies actually show. Call a healthcare provider right away if you have worsening depression, any unusual changes in mood or behavior, or thoughts and actions about suicide. And you actually read the full insert. I mean, it's delusions of grandeur, psychotic breaks, wanting to murder people. Now, and it goes over to the next page with even more of the horrible effects, just scores of them, just absolutely horrible. This is like jumping off a cliff. Now, they know that when you take these drugs, you're going to have more mental problems. And the average person that goes on one ends up on four at a time on average. And remember, when they have foster kids under their control, 68 to 69% national average, they put on the drugs. Now, I mean, is that normal to put 69% of people on drugs? And then it says dark minds, and it says, I didn't have any friends in high school, and I was didn't want to give them friends' names or family's phone number. Like I'm a liar, that my family doesn't want to talk to them, or I wouldn't have my friends. The guy said it wasn't a hit piece. Right away it was. And I said to the guy, I said, I wouldn't put my friends or family on the phone with you, you know, knowing that you lied and this is a hit piece. But he doesn't say what I said. He just says, Alex didn't have friends. So it's all about being popular. See, but through him, the priest, I can find enlightenment. And I'm not in a junior high argument. It's actually embarrassing how popular I was. It's actually embarrassing the way I was in high school. I mean, I really cleaned up the last year or so and got straight A's and got out of there. But, I mean, it was, you know, the cheerleaders and drinking and fighting and having a great time and camping and just it was a giant party. I mean, but the point is it doesn't matter. That isn't for me. That's for the weak-minded, mainly women that read this. Oh, look, Alex Jones isn't cool. I mean, it's just total junior high mentality. And it's just lie after lie. And they quote Lewis Black of the Chronicle, who's always made up stuff about me. This is a guy who writes full-page editorials in his own rag paper. You know, with stories in between the porno shop ads that says that Centra is not Spanish-owned. Just totally has disdain and contempt for his readers. Thinks they're complete morons. We're all conspiracy theorists to some degree. We're all hardwired to find patterns of threat. And it says information is the conspiracy theorist's weapon of choice because if there's one thing they all agree on, it's that all the rest of us have been brainwashed. The facts will plainly reveal the existence of conspiracy, they believe. And while all of, I mean, look at Blackwater with rape rooms and murdering people. We said that and got called conspiracy theorists. Cheney wanting to stage terror attacks, now declassified. We were called conspiracy theorists. We said the NSA was spying on everybody. Now that's declassified. We said Obama's setting up youth brigades. Now it's admitted. I mean, we're right about everything. We go off the documents. All while all of us tend to bend information to fit our pre-existing cognitive scheme. Oh, everybody bends information. No, sir. Conspiracy theorists are more extreme. They are immune to evidence. Really? You're the one that's immune to evidence. Disconnecting, contradicting information, or seeing it as proof of how clever the enemy is at covering things up. Conspiracy theorists exist on a spectrum from mild suspicion to full of paranoia, and brain chemistry may play a role. Dopamine rewards us for noting patterns and finding meaning in sometimes insignificant events. Yeah, if there's a saber-toothed tiger in those woods and you see him moving and pick up the pattern and can tell that's a big cat, that means you survived and passed your genes on. But I don't know how the genes of these psychologists got passed on. They could have a cat right in front of them and say, that's a conspiracy theory because they live in denial. It's long been known that schizophrenics overproduce dopamine. See, we're schizophrenic. The earliest stages of delusion are characterized by an overabundance of meaningful coincidence, explained Paul D. Morrison of R.M. Murray, an institute of psychiatry at King's College London. Jumping to conclusions is a common reasoning style among the paranoid, find Daniel Freeman and his colleagues, also at the Institute of Psychiatry. Indeed, there are no coincidences in Jones' world. In a scene from the Obama deception, Jones dives into the belly of the beast, the hotel where purported conspirators will be meeting. It was in the news that world leaders were there setting policy. The Bilderberg brags they set policy. We were being followed. They did pull a fire alarm to blame it on us. They told us they were going to do it. He told me on the phone that he didn't even believe there was a meeting going on. That, I mean, I was literally, he believes, schizophrenically stumbling around a hotel with news cameras. And that there weren't black cars, there weren't sedans, there weren't Secret Service, there weren't guys pointing machine guns at us. I mean, I was having a full-on, total hallucination. And people reading this believe it. He just talked about schizophrenia, and now I'm having a... And the thing is, they cold-bloodedly know it's true. They just, it's total scam. I mean, who do they prey on? School kids with their drugs. I mean, this is in between ads where it says it makes you commit suicide. You understand, this guy over the phone denied that the lobotomies were done at public fairs with ice picks. I mean, you can just Google ice picks lobotomies, and it's NPR, AP, Reuters. It isn't true, he said. Jones says that he has been visited by the FBI and Secret Service but can't discuss the interviews. Well, he asked me if I've ever been visited by the feds, and I said, yeah, but it's a court case, gag order. I told him. He knows that in federal court cases. And it's now in the AP, and it's now in Wired Magazine. And he doesn't care, folks. He just says... It's so sick. Jones says that he has been visited by the FBI and Secret Service but can't discuss the interviews. It may be that the federal agents, in fact, want to evaluate whether he is a threat to the president. And then he goes in and talks about Richard McCaslin. Then it says, the war continues, and a video promoting the Obama deception, Joan urges, we know who they are, we know what they are, we know what has to be done. I'm talking about peacefully in that section, getting the word out. He cuts it out and makes it look like I'm calling for violence. But he preys on his little stable of readers who don't understand this, desperately trying to keep them on the reservation so they can sell them their drugs. And they brag right here. They go, hey, we're a fast-growing business. Go to the Chicago Business School. One of the top 10 fastest-growing professions is psychology. See, it's a business. Recruiting their priest corps to go out and sell the drugs for their Thulse of Doom mind control system. Candy for the kids. Look, candy Prozac that makes you commit suicide right here. It's candy that tastes good and dissolves in the mouth. I mean, you couldn't make up something this bizarre. And then he says, I'm lying about doing lots of interviews with the media. He just, I mean, it's just, yo, you are the liar and the fraud, sir, and everybody knows it.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com. and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You know, coming up in the next few weeks when I have time, this is a case point example, because when people Google the name of this quack pseudo-science, 150 years ago, you could pull up a trailer and sell snake oil of opium and tell people it would cure cancer. And that's when psychiatry and psychology was set up. And it's just a total quack thing that's grandfathered, and they just make really dangerous drugs and push them on people and work with the government. And they're a bunch of quacks, and the government's always loved them and used them to oppress people. They're just scam artists. And I've had enough of them. I mean, this is a dissolve-in-your-mouth, tastes-good, easy-to-swallow, pleasant-tasting form of drug like candy. that dissolves in your mouth and it makes you commit suicide. And then the next page, they are attacking me, saying I'm crazy, and then saying I'm a liar. Saying I'm a liar about everything. And using primitive mind control on innocent people that are reading this, going, hey, this is a magazine mainly targeting women. That's who they mainly prey on, women and children. They're predators, folks. What's a big cat go for? Goes for small, goes for female, goes for weak. I'm just sick of you, man. You make me, because it freaks me out that they know they're lying. That's I know there's evil out there, but just to see them enjoying conning people. Look, I see right through you guys, and we're going to fight you as hard as we can. But God, they're having their way with the kids in the schools right now. Remember the head of the state psychiatry, it's in my film Endgame, said, oh, we got 69% of the kids on psychotropics, their foster care, because they have bad genes. These are eugenicists. The last 3 minutes here, we're getting the lady on coming up tomorrow, the next day, who's following the suit on Obama. We got our wires crossed on that. Rebroadcast starts in a few minutes with Steve Quayle and all the other guests we had on today. We had the pastor on that the media is demonizing. Great job to the producers and the crew. Big news coming up next week. I'm just going to leave it at that for you. Huge. Huge. Biggest ever. Tuesday. Maybe do it Monday, but just keep your eyes open. I want to bring Ted Anderson up in the last 3 minutes. Ted, since you were on, gold went from 980s to the 993 and is going up. You bought gold at the 905, 911, 914, 915, 916, depending on the different gold offers you've got. Silver's up, what is it, over a dollar today. Explain to people, you bought gold and silver when silver was a couple bucks cheaper and gold was 70, almost $80 less, and you're passing that saving on. No one can get a deal like this anywhere, Ted.
Well, that's true, Alex. I can tell you right now, I went out to lunch. Silver was at $15.50. I came back from lunch. It was at $16.50. Silver currently right now is at $16.31. Gold has hit a high right now at $998.70. The market is going wild right now. It's breaking upward. It's not surprising for me to see this. It's right on time. With as strong as it is right now, I'm expecting to have even greater results this fall than I expected earlier. And I can just tell you, as a trader and been involved in the precious metals for as long as I have been, this is a sign that the prices are going to be rising, because we had a support level at about 945 here recently. The sellers ran out of gas at about that level, and then the buyers would take over and start to move upward.
Well, notice Bloomberg and the elites are saying gold's got a rocket tied to it. Regardless, people can buy gold at almost $80 less per ounce than it was a week ago. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't beat it. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Don't procrastinate. The brokers will be there past midnight Central tonight. Ted, how long can you hold this deal?
Well, I'm telling you, I'll hold this deal into tomorrow, but that's it. I can't hold it any further than that. Prices will go up. This is it.
This is it. 800-686-2237. Tell them it's the Alex Jones special. You'll pay $80 more an ounce. 800-686-2237. Great job to the crew. That was out of the park today in the InfoWar. Retransmission starts now.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.